The turnout is amazing. I'm really surprised, pleasantly surprised, at the turnout, because the amount of people that are here, the young people that are here today, it is a seniors trade show, and since I'm one of those seniors, I'm really pleased with how excited everyone is. And we even had people here at before 9 o'clock, knowing it was opening at 9:30, so they were so keen and excited, which then turned made me excited.
Well, it's great to see the turnout. Tell me about how long this has been in the process to putting on a show like this.
This has actually been in the process. Years ago, United Way used to do it, and then COVID hit. And then when we realized, I went to a conference for Chambers of Commerce for Ontario last fall, and they were talking about a trade show, and of course my reaction was, wait, what? And because I had no idea. So I brought it back here and I said to the girls, we need to do this, especially with our seniors per capita. We have a lot of seniors, so there's a lot of need for all types of things that they should get, really. Like, this is silly, but we have someone here with scooters.
Yeah.
There's a need for scooters. We have Heat and Eat. We have Staples if they're looking for some sort of IT help. It's amazing, and I'm just, I can't tell you how much I'm really excited about this. And we're going to do it again.
We're with Diane Austin, who is the CEO of the Owen Sound and District Chamber of Commerce. When did your expectations get bypassed today?
First thing this morning, even with the excitement of the vendors and how they were setting up and they came early to do this, I thought, this is going to be a great show, and if you build it, they will come. And they did.
We just haven't seen Kevin Costner come into the building. How vital and how important is this to the clients that are coming, or the seniors and the senior demographic, to see all of these services and products that maybe they knew or maybe they didn't know about?
I personally think that a lot of them had no idea what services and offers there are out there. And for us to provide the information and bring the vendors or the network together in one spot, I think is really crucial and advantageous for the seniors, because they didn't know. There's some things here I didn't know. You know, and I'm a senior.
Welcome to the group. Last couple of questions for Diane Austin. When you think Chamber of Commerce, you generally think Main Street and the business. How big is the business of seniors or providing services to seniors in this city and this region?
The senior market are the customers of the businesses here. They are a key point. I think that once we have what the seniors need, because there is a lot of seniors in the area, so a lot of them are starting to pertain to what the needs are. So you and I both know it's a seniors area environment. So we're offering all sorts of things and needs, because this is where they are and this is where they retire to.
Yeah. Well, last question, Diane. I know you're really not even through year number one, but you've got to be thinking about year number two. What do you say to seniors in the community, and what kind of feedback are you getting from today?
I am getting amazing feedback, but what I'm saying and seeing is that this venue, we're going to have to make it bigger. We're going to contact more vendors, and we're going to move into a bigger space so that next year we'll have more to offer.